otherism. I love the next level where otherism? Like someone tries to be liberal and then a harder liberal comes in. And is like,
that is well, sick. Actually,
me. You're doing otherism? I love doing that. I personally enjoy
that
doing
is fun.
That.
That is fun.
Like if I hear somebody trying to be liberal, I try to be like, well, actually, what you're doing is offensive. Like last week, you said jungle fever, and I was like, well, Matt, honestly,
I was unaware that was offensive.
Honestly, it's very problematic.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought I always just heard it in a pleasant context. So
it's interesting.
Yeah, but it's nice to, like, that girl at that time we did that show where she was like, and my boyfriend had all these things. And I was like, wait, you?
Oh, my God.
It's nice to be that person.
You know what's interesting?
Dude, was the funniest thing in the world. So I didn't mean to cut you off. We did this, he did the show one time. I was watching it. And it was like, you're allowed to bring your ex up on Facebook and roast your ex.
Yeah, on a screen.
And yeah, on a screen. So this girl's up there. She's all like, you know, she's in her glory being like, this guy's a fucking asshole. He had mental problems. Blah, 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 blah. I left him. All this, like, my, you know, the yaya pants or whatever got her groove back and everything. And fucking Shane's the only one on the panel just being like, man, that's a shame. Your guy, he was having mental problems. You just kind of left him in the dust. And he's like, guys, a quick round of applause for mental illness.
This girl's like, actually, and then.
He's like, oh, I'll go through her pictures. He goes, oh, wait, this is when you guys broke up. He looks happy as fuck. You were probably the problem, dude. This girl was on the verge of tears.
She's like, it turned out he's like bipolar or something. I'm like, damn, you left him at his darkest hour.
And he's like, and now you're making fun of him in front of strangers and showing his picture. He's like, that's kind of fucked up. Dude, and she was just like, I've never been so pleased in my life. I just sat there and was like,
you can liberal people like that. It's so easy. You can get a crowd
to clap. That was above beyond. That was like liberal, and then it was just like humanistically being like, dude, you're kind of a piece of shit. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, I thought I was special.
Well, and you can,
God, that was so funny.
You can get
man.
A crowd to liberal out. You can just be like, give it up for this problem.
That's true, yeah.
And you can make them and then be like, now you, what you're doing is against that.
Yep.
And it's so easy.
No, that's true.
Mental health is one of the easy ones to really fucking easily get
like,
people on
your
side.
Let's just take a minute, guys, and just recognize mental health. And
it's like, honestly, I don't think we should be joking around about this stuff.
That was that's absolutely true. Thanks, that man. Was the fucking funniest really thing I've ever seen. And she tried to get her money back for it.
Oh, yeah, she
was so mad. It's like, you were slandering your ex, who, has mental health problems, and then being like, fuck him. And then someone was like, yeah, you're kind of being a piece of shit. And she was just like,
what? No. Isn't that kind of checkmate, though? Wasn't that the
It was checkmate, dude. Yeah,
Because you got to make fun of them somehow.
She lives in a world.
We were supposed to be with the person.
They were supposed to be with them.
Making fun of the ex. We're all supposed to be roasting the ex.
Right.
And so Shane flipped the script. When she came up, I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah, you're a
piece
of shit.
What kind of piece of shit roast their ex behind their back?
But wasn't that the whole point of the show was to roast the ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's got to say, it's almost like when you turn in and you're like, say something about Black Panther. It's like, I guess, and I'm going to get, I got to say something. So it's like, roast your ex, and then she's just like, trying to think of stuff to say.
Yeah.
True that, but she didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
She volunteered to bring somebody up and just show their public profile and be like, fuck this guy. Well, here's all of his dirty secrets.
Right. Without sounding too corny, she stepped into the fucking Coliseum, dude.
She did. But
she fucking stepped forward.
Not too
but
corny at all. Yeah, yeah.
She
put herself in the field.
She was used, the Coliseum was supposed to be a bunch of fucking dudes being like, yes, yes, girl, yes.
Right.
And there was just a fucking, there was a centaur, dude, down the pits that fucking popped.
A fat centaur coming out of the dark just like, dude. You bitch.
Yeah, she like thought she was there. It was like a movie when the final boss comes out. She's like, wait, what's this? It's like, you were actually a piece of shit.
There's another easy one you can do as a comedian. And it's like, if you know that joke whenever someone's like, I dated a, or like, I talk about how I'm like, I hooked up with a teacher when I was in high school.
Whoa.
There's always a comedian in the crowd, or somebody in the crowd that's like, what was his name?
Oh, yeah.
And then you get them right away. And you're just like, what's funny about homosexuality?
That's the
best is when it's a lady. Like, I've gotten ladies with, like, bowl cuts and blue hair and shit. Like, what was their name? What was his name? It's like, excuse me, miss. I don't think making fun. Just immediately just like.
It's so funny.
Making fun of homosexuality isn't cool. Like, I mean, I know we're up here having fun and stuff.
It's so fun.
If you think it's fun to laugh at the fact that maybe I'm gay, it's like, maybe you shouldn't be here. You can just. It's so easy to liberal out.
It's the best, dude.
Liberaling out.
Yeah.